यादव की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, entitled Prescribed Duties for Mankind, Chapter 17, Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu, verse number 34 and 35. So we will recite 35. Tasmancha Vishamay Karya पुरुषेषु महात्मषु महापुरुष भक्तेषु शांतेषु समदर्शिषु तस्मान् विषमय कार्य पुरुषेषु महात्मषु महापुरुष भक्तेषु शांतेषु समदर्शिषु तस्मान् विषमय कार्य पुरुषेषु महात्मसु महापुरुष भक्तेषु शांतेषु समदर्शिषु। Please chant. Tasmanna visamaya. Mataji's. Tasmad, therefore, na, no, visamay, wonder, karya, to be done, purusheshu, among persons, mahatmasu, who are exalted souls, Mahapurusha Bhakteshu, devotees of Lord Vishnu, Shanteshu, peaceful, Samadarshishu, equal to everyone. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This magnanimous Chitraketu is a dear devotee of the Lord. He is equal to all living entities and is free from attachment and hatred. Similarly, I am also very dear to Lord Narayan. Therefore, no one should be astonished to see the activities of the most exalted devotees of Narayan, for they are free from attachment and envy. They are always peaceful and they are equal to everyone. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyena Na Bujaya. One should not be astonished to see the activities of exalted, liberated Vaishnavas, as one should not be misled by the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should also not be misled by the activities of His devotees. Both the Lord and His devotees are liberated. They are on the same platform, the only difference being that the Lord is the master and the devotees are servants. Qualitatively, they are one and the same. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, the Lord says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dvesho asti na priya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapiyam. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. From this statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is clear that the devotees of the Lord are always extremely dear to Him. In effect, Lord Shiva told Parvati, both Chitraketu and I are always very dear to the Supreme Lord. In other words, both He and I are on the same level as servants of the Lord. We are always friends, and sometimes we enjoy joking words between us. When Chitraketu loudly laughed at my behavior, he did so on friendly terms, and therefore there was no reason to curse him. Thus Lord Shiva tried to convince his wife Parvati that her cursing of Chitraketu was not very sensible. Here is a difference between male and female that exists even in the higher status of life. In fact, even between Lord Shiva and his wife. Lord Shiva could understand Chitraketu very nicely, but Parvati could not. Thus, even in the higher status of life, there is a difference between the understanding of a male and that of a female. It may be clearly said that the understanding of a woman is always inferior to the understanding of a man. In the Western countries, there is now agitation to the effect that man and woman should be considered equal. But from this verse it appears that woman is always less intelligent than man. It is clear that Chitraketu wanted to criticize the behavior of his friend Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva was sitting with his wife on his lap. Then too Lord Shiva wanted to criticize Chitraketu for externally posing as a great devotee but being interested in enjoying with the Vidyadhari woman. These were all friendly jokes. There was nothing serious for which Chitraketu should have been cursed by Parvati. Upon hearing the instructions of Lord Shiva, Parvati must have been very much ashamed for cursing Chitraketu to become a demon. Mother Parvati could not appreciate Chitraketu's position and therefore she cursed him. But when she understood the instructions of Lord Shiva, she was ashamed. Om Agyanthi Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, verse number 34 and 35, translation. This magnanimous Chitraketu is a dear devotee of the Lord. He is equal to all living entities and is free from attachment and hatred. Similarly, I am also very dear to Lord Narayan. Therefore, no one should be astonished to see the activities of the most exalted devotees of Narayan, for they are free from attachment and envy. They are always peaceful and they are equal to everyone. Hare Krishna. So this verse is spoken by Lord Shiva to his wife Parvati Devi. After Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu Maharaj, Chitraketu comes down, bows down to Mother Parvati, happily accepts the curse, begs forgiveness, and leaves silently. Seeing this tolerant behavior of Chitraketu, Mother Parvati is astonished. And then Lord Shiva, he speaks to Mother Parvati, last few verses, explaining the greatness of Chitraketu, explaining the good qualities of Chitraketu, explaining how dear he is to Lord Narayan and how friendly he is to Lord Shiva himself, and thus pointing out to Mother Parvati that you did wrong. You did wrong in understanding Chitraketu. You did wrong in cursing him. Even though you are my beautiful wife, even though you are Durga, powerful Durga who can create and annihilate universes and planets, but still you used your power to curse. And Chitraketu just tolerated, that shows he is more superior to you. He is more powerful than you. He is more glorious than you. King Chitraketu, Lord Shiva explains, is a very peaceful person. He is beyond attachment, beyond hatred, beyond envy. He sees equally to all the jivas, and moreover, he is Achyut Priya. He is very dear to Lord Krishna, Lord Narayan. Just as I am, Lord Shiva says, because Parvati, she knows the exalted position of her husband Shiva, who is very dear to Narayan. So he says, he's just like me. He is also a very dear devotee of Lord Narayan. I am also a very dear devotee of Lord Narayan. We are on equal level. And being on equal level, we joke among ourselves. So when he laughed on me, he was joking. You should not have taken it seriously. Those devotees who don't know anything but Narayan and service of Lord Narayan, they become very dear to Lord Narayan. As such, all jivas are dear to Lord, Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is not partial. He doesn't gives more benefit to one jiva than other. But at the same time, if somebody surrenders to him, he becomes very dear to Krishna. A surrendered devotee who accepts Krishna as his dear master is accepted by Krishna as his dear devotee. Krishna says, he is dear to me and I am dear to him. He is a friend in me and I am his friend. I stay in his heart and he stays in my heart. Krishna staying in our heart, not a big thing. Is there a super soul in everybody's heart, even in the heart of an ant, even in the heart of a dog? But Krishna says, he stays in my heart. Krishna accepts his Vaishnava devotees so intimately that Krishna thinks about them. Krishna always thinks about them. Like Brajavasis, when Sri Krishna left for Mathura to kill Kans and eventually from there to Dwarka, he could never go back to Vrindavan. But it is explained that even though he was away from Vrindavan, but every day, every moment, he would think about the Brajavasis. So much so that one day he called Uddhava in private. And he said, my dear Uddhava, I can find nobody in Mathura whom I can share my heart but you. What is going on in my heart, I can't tell to anybody. I can't tell to Mother Devaki. I can't tell to Father Vasudev. I can't tell to Ugrasen King, Uncle Akrur, Balramji, Rohini Devi. There is nobody in Mathura whom I can tell. But you are my dear friend. You will understand. And today I share my heart with you. Then my dear Uddhava, whole day I am crying. Why you are crying? Because gopis are crying. Because Yashoda Maiya is crying. Because Nanda Maharaj is crying, because coward boys headed by Sudama, Sridama, Arjuna, Madhu Mangal, they are crying, because the Vrindavan cows are crying, the calves are crying, Govardhan is crying, Yamuna is crying, so I am crying. Whole day I am crying. So please go to Vrindavan, tell the Brajavasis that Krishna has not forgotten you. He will come back. Don't cry. He will come back. So Krishna has so much love for his devotees that even though he is in Mathura, even though he is in Dwarka, he came to kill demons, he married, he arranged the Mahabharata war, he had children, he had sons, he had grandsons, he had to handle the whole Dwarka and the whole world. But the Brajavasis were so dear to him that he would always think of them. Once in Dwarka, Rukmini Devi, she went to Satyabhama's palace. All the wives, they had separate palaces. So Rukmini Devi told Satyabhama, she complained to Satyabhama. She said, you know, there is some big problem. Said, why? What happened? He said, yesterday Dwarkadish, he was sleeping with me in our bedroom and in sleep he started saying Radharani's name. This is too much. So any wife sleeping in the bed and the husband chants another girl's name, So Rukmini Devi said, big problem, he is chanting Radharani's name in the sleep. Satyabhama said, "Arey, I have bigger problem." He said, "In your palace he is chanting at night in sleep. In my palace, even in the daytime when he is awake, he chants Radharani's name. He remembers Srimati Radharani so much." So such devotees, they stay in Krishna's heart. Why? Because they don't know anything else. They are not interested in anything else. They like only Krishna. To become dear to Krishna, we should not have anybody else dear to us. Only Krishna. Krishna and only Krishna. Only one person dear to us. Nobody else in our life. Then we become dear to Krishna. Krishna wants our full love. Not scatter here and there. Love Krishna also, love the dog also. Or some family members also. Or friends also. And Desh Prem also. He wants our full love. Then he accepts us as his dear servant. Protects us, cares for us, maintains us, watches over us. And such a person is very exalted. And Lord Shiva says, Chitra Ketu is such person. He is Achyut Priya. He is so exalted. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. He is transcendental. He is almost on the level of Narayan in terms of quality. He is liberated. Just like Narayan is liberated, he is liberated. Then what is the difference? The difference is Narayan is the master and Chitraketu is the servant. Chitraketu sees all living entities as equal. Pandita Samadarshina. Samadarshina means equal vision, seeing all equal. A dog, a Brahman, a cow, a chandal, a tiger, they all are different bodily forms, different bodily features, different species. But a pandita, a devotee of equal vision, sees them same. A dog, a cow, a Brahman, a dog eater, a tiger, he sees them same. What is similarity in them? The super soul, Paramatma, inside the heart of all these different bodily species is same. So he sees the super soul in the body of a dog, he sees the super soul in the body of a Brahmin, he sees the super soul in the body of a cow, and he sees them same. That is Pandita Samadarshina, equal vision, that comes by knowledge, that comes by education. Not to just see externally with our eyes, but to see with Shastra Chakshu, but to see with scriptures, but to see with knowledge. We should not see with our eyes. In fact, we can't see with our eyes. We see with our ears. What we hear, based on that we see. What we see, we should not see. What we hear, based on that we should see. For example, this is mic. Everybody is seeing the mic. How do you know this is mic? Not because of your eyes, because of your ears. First day in your life when you saw this, somebody told you, this is mic. You heard. And hence, next time when you saw the same object, you recalled what you heard. And based on that recall, based on that memory, you judged, concluded, this is Mike. So what you are seeing is by ears. If a small child who has never heard about the Mike comes here and you ask him, where is the Mike? Even though he sees this object, he will say, there is no Mike here. He is seeing, but because he has not heard about it, he has no knowledge about it, for him this object does not exist. You are getting me? So this object or any object exists for us based on our knowledge. And knowledge comes by hearing. So when we hear, when we get transcendental knowledge, when we apply it in our life, then we become a different person. Pandita Samadarshina, a person of equal vision, even though externally the species are same, externally the species are different, the bodily structure is different, but the devotee, he sees them equally. Anybody has a note? 100 rupee note? I'll give you back. Yeah. Now, if anybody looks at this, he will say this is 100 rupee. You see the shape? Rectangle. Now if I change the shape, I make a pipe out of this. Is this the same rectangle? No. But what you will see this as? Pipe or 100 rupee? You will not see, oh, pipe hai iske haath mein. You will see 100 rupee iske haath mein. Now if I do it very bad shape, don't worry. You will not say kachra hai. You still see 100 rupee. In all the cases the shape changed, the bodily structure changed. But the person who sees it, he values it as 100 rupees. Whether it is a rectangle or a cylinder or an odd shape or a compact object, it is still 100 rupees. Because one who has knowledge, he doesn't see just a paper or just a bodily shape. He sees the value. But a child who doesn't know the value of this note, he will throw when he sees as an odd shape. He says, not good paper. Similarly, Pandita Samadarshina, he sees super soul in the heart, not the outside structure. The outside structure is not important. So we should be like that. The knowledge should help us to become like that. No friend, no enemies. Pandita Samadarshina. But that doesn't mean we become fool and we embrace the cow and tiger both equally. No. Equal vision doesn't mean equal behavior. The cow and the tiger, I see them both equally, that doesn't mean I embrace them equally. Why? Because they both are not Pandita Samadarshina. When I embrace the cow, she will like it. But when I embrace the tiger, he is going to kill me. They both are not Pandita Samadarshina. So that is foolishness to say I should have equal behavior. So equal vision doesn't mean foolishness. So practical application is we don't see friend, we don't see enemies. So Chitraketu is on that level. He sees everybody equally. Not only that, he is shant. He is completely peaceful personality. Now having peace in the heart is a very big achievement. People think if I have lots of money in the bank balance, it's great. If I have a nice house, it's great. If I have a big car, wow. And if I have a nice mobile, great. If I have a beautiful wife and good children, great. But if you have peace, that is much greater. After having wealth, after having food, after having car, after having house, but if there is no peace, a person may commit suicide. A person may go into depression. A person may get frustrated. So peace is very important. Nowadays we don't have peace. We have pieces. Pieces of peace. So many pieces of peace we have, still getting, trying to make it together. We have cut peace into pieces. Chitraketu is shant, very peaceful. How he is so peaceful? Because he has no desire, no material desire. As soon as we have a desire to fulfill, we can't be peaceful, because it is pending. That desire in the heart is pending. So we'll have to put effort to fulfill it. And until that desire is fulfilled, we can't be shant. We can't be peaceful. And once that desire is fulfilled, will we be peaceful? No. Because it will give 10 more desires. Like a small child who wants ice cream. And he cries. He is not peaceful. He shouts. He howls. Tears come from his eyes. And he disturbs the whole house. I want ice cream. And mother tries a lot not to give ice cream. Says, beta, this is not good ice cream. You just had lunch. Just keep quiet. I will tell your father. But the child doesn't listen. He just keeps crying, I want ice cream. That stage of lack of peace. So mother goes, purchases the ice cream and gives to the child. And the child smiles. Thank you, mother. No. He says, one more, mother. Right? Once you get ice cream, you want one more. That's how, when the desire is fulfilled, it generates another desire. So presence of desire means absence of peace. As soon as desire enters our heart, peace says bye-bye. I will come when it is empty. Peace leaves our heart. So Chitraketu is completely peaceful. How? Because he has no material desire. His only desire is to serve Vishnu. And that is the platform of Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, zero. That is Uttama Bhakti. He has no attachment and no envy. Because of desire to enjoy senses, there are some sense objects which we are attached. Because these sense objects, we hope, will give us joy, will give us happiness. So we are attached to our car, our clothes, our mobile, our shoes, our money. Why we are attached to them? Because we think these objects will give me joy, these objects will give me happiness. And there are some objects, they don't give us happiness. So we hate those objects. We don't attach to these objects. And if somebody else is happy, what object I want, somebody else gets it, then I become envious. Usko kyun mila? Why did he get it? So because of desire of sense enjoyment, there is attachment. There is hatred and there is envy. If I have an object like mobile, which gives me happiness, I am attached to that mobile. If I have a desire of a good mobile, which I hope will give me happiness, somebody else gets it, I see that in somebody else's hand, then I get envious. Why did he get it? And there's some object which gives me trouble, like a thorn, pricks me. I hate that object. I want to throw it away. It should not be on the my path of life. So this attachment, envy, hatred is all generated because of sense, our desire for sense enjoyment. We have a list of sense objects which we are attached to, which we want. We have a list of sense objects which we don't want. We hate them. This attachment and hatred. We are into these two boats. Srila Prabhupada explains that we can't go back home, back to Godhead, till we have these attachments. There are five attachments which everybody should remove to be able to go back to Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained it in a very nice story. He said there was a marriage party who wanted to cross the river to go to the other village for marriage in the morning. So they sat in the boat and told the boatman, morning we have to reach. So you be awake and ply the boat whole night so that we reach for the Shubh Muhurat. And the whole marriage party slept in the boat. Morning when they woke up and the sun was rising, they saw they are the same place where they started. The boat didn't move an inch. So they got angry. He said, boatman, we told you not to sleep. Why did you sleep? Now we are at the same place. The boatman says, sir, I didn't sleep. Whole night I was flying. But it was dark, I couldn't see. And now I realize we are at the same place. He said, why? If you are plying, the boat should move. And then he realized he had not removed the anchor. The boat was tied with a rope and he forgot to remove the rope. And the boat remained tied and he was plying. What will happen? The boat will not move because the boat is attached to the shore. In the same way, if we are attached, we will not move ahead. Our boat of life will not move towards Krishna. So the boat has one rope. We have five anchors, five attachments. Prabhupada explains, first, attachment to body and people related to body, relatives or friends. Second, attachment to property, objects related to the body. Third, attachment to the place where we are born. Desh Prem, the nation where we are born, or the village where we are born. Fourth, attachment to material science, which is replacing God for some people. And fifth, attachment to mundane religion, so-called mundane moral religion. These are five attachments one has to overcome. A, attachment to body, objects, property, nation, place of birth, science and religion. We have to overcome this attachment, then only we can cross the world and go back to Krishna. So Chitraketu is that person who has overcome this, which is very difficult for ordinary person. He is beyond attachment, he is beyond envy, he is beyond hatred, he is completely peaceful, he is Pandita Samadarshina, man of equal vision, he is Achyut Priya, he is very dear to Narayan, and my dear Parvati, he is like me, I am his friend. You should not have cursed him. Shiva is explaining to Parvati how you did a mistake. Initially the scene looks like Shiva does a mistake, keeping Parvati on the lap. The scene then looks like Chitraketu does a mistake, criticizing Shiva. But the actual scene is Parvati is the one who did a mistake by cursing Chitraketu. Shiva keeping Parvati on his lap, no mistake. Chitraketu criticizing Shiva, no mistake. But Parvati misunderstanding Chitraketu and cursing, that is a mistake. See the whole story how it ended in this section. Because why this scene is changing like this? Because it is very, very difficult, extremely difficult to understand advanced Vaishnava. Ordinary people act, behave based on ordinary rules and regulations, based on desire, based on attachment, based on lust, anger, greed. But advanced Vaishnavas who don't have this, they behave in a very different way. Nobody can understand how they behave. So when we can't understand how they behave, in trying to understand, we bring them on our platform so that we can understand. And in that we misunderstand. And that is what Parvati did. She misunderstood. It is not easy to understand Krishna. It is not easy to understand his devotees' behavior. If you are standing on the road and a car comes and there's a red light and the car sees the red light, the driver, but still he passes, doesn't stop for the red light. And you see this scene. What is the first thought going to come to you? Wrong. The first thought is, wrong, he broke the red signal. Then one more person is in the footpath, near you. He says, dekha, Prime Minister gaya. You saw the Prime Minister went. He said, oh, that was Prime Minister? Ah, right, right. Immediately changed. Why? Because you understood the position of that person. Earlier you thought, mere jaisa hai, car mein gaya, red signal thoda galat hai. He is like me. He is supposed to follow the rule. But later on you understood, oh, Prime Minister, he is not like me. He is above me. He has to follow the rule. In the same way, Krishna and his devotees are like that. Krishna definitely is not under the rules. And his devotees, when they come in this material world for preaching, they come in an ambulance. You know, ambulance is on the same road as other cars, but no rules for the ambulance. You can't say wrong. So advanced Vaishnavas, in their love for Krishna, sometimes they act which we don't understand. So we are not the person to judge. We should not criticize. And one big thing, we should not consider ourselves advanced and think, I will do anything, others will not judge. We are not like that. We can't imitate. Advancement, however, is present, a person himself doesn't think he is advanced. We should be humble, knowing our fallen position. So this is not a license to do anything in the name of advancement. This is a warning to us that we should not see advanced Vaishnavas like us. We should not judge them and we should not criticize them. So Shiva is saying, Parvati, don't be astonished and don't be wondered that Chitraketu came down, he didn't get angry, he didn't counter curse you, He didn't told anything to you but beg forgiveness and for your happiness accepted the curse, tolerated, bowed down, spoke to you as a mother and left. This is how great devotees behave. This is how advanced devotees behave. They tolerate whatever happens to them because they are always happy. They are always peaceful. Chitraketu didn't consider Parvati as enemy. He didn't say, Shiva, why don't you stop your wife? This is too much nonsense. You can't control your wife. She speaks anything. I just joked with you friendly. You know, remember last time you also joked with me? And now your wife is too much? He didn't say that. He didn't went to Parvati and chastised. He didn't do that. He said, thank you very much for the curse. Whatever Krishna wishes, whatever Narayan wishes will happen. That is his tolerance. Even Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a Brahmana boy. He accepted it. He said, thank you very much. He could have counter-cursed. He could have killed Takshaka. He was to be killed in 7 days. On the first day, he could have killed Takshaka. He had so much power, so much bow and arrow he had. But he didn't do that. That is the nature of Vaishnavas. That they tolerate. Haridas Thakur, he was bait at 22 marketplaces, but he tolerated. So Lord Shiva is explaining to Parvati that you misunderstood. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very fantastic understanding of the difference between male and female species. By very nature, the male species has higher discrimination than female. So Parvati, being female, couldn't alertly and pointedly discriminate, which Shiva could easily discriminate. Nowadays in Western society, even in Indian society, there is a big discussion about male and female equality. But as far as our scriptures are concerned and even this verse is concerned, we clearly see they are not equal. They are functionally different. They are psychologically different. And we see it happens, this discrimination is not a sin or is not bias, slavery of females. It is because females are valuable, so they are protected inside the house. Sometimes people think in ISKCON or in Vedic culture, females were considered as slave and exploited and not given equal rights. It is not true. In ISKCON we call females as Matajis. It is females who don't want to be called as call themselves as Matajis. They want to be something else. Mataji means a very highly respectable position, mother. Why? Because they are valuable, they are respectable. But at the same time, if there is a, for example, in any Indian, in any family, if a very big amount of jewellery is to be purchased, or a very big house is to be purchased, no family will send the female alone to purchase. The man will go with him, or the man will go and purchase. Why? Because females can be cheated easily. There are enough males in this world who are bad, and they will cheat females. Bad boys, corrupting good girls. So to protect females from these bad boys, who can easily be cheated, males are required, good males are required. So, the discrimination of a male is higher than that of a female. As we see, Shiva could understand Chitraketu in a much better way than Mother Parvati could understand Chitraketu. So Shiva is explaining to Parvati Devi. But after explanation, Parvati understood. On her own, when she saw, she misunderstood. But in few minutes when Shiva explained, she understood. And because she understood, she felt ashamed. She felt, oh, I did a grave mistake. I should not have cursed Chitraketu. I should have just kept quiet as my husband kept quiet. When Chitraketu apparently criticized Lord Shiva, Shiva kept quiet, Narad Muni kept quiet, The other sages around kept quiet. Parvati spoke in between. So she understood, I should also have kept quiet. This is among them. They are friendly. Chitraketu is saying, Lord Shiva sitting with woman. And Lord Shiva is joking with Chitraketu, saying, you are also posing as a great devotee, but you are with Vidyadhari woman, flying around in the airplane as a king, as a sense enjoyer. So they both are joking among themselves. Why should I go in between? It is not proper. Imagine a disciple serving his spiritual master and another god brother of the spiritual master, who is also a spiritual master, or somebody else comes and they both joke. And in the joke, they may just not give respect to each other because of friendliness. That doesn't mean the disciples should think my spiritual master is not being respected, and he goes and tells the other god brother that you are wrong. You're getting me? In the same way, Shiva and Chitraketu, they are on friendly terms. Shiva is saying, Parvati Devi, you should not have come and cursed like this. It is going on among us. So Parvati Devi understands her mistake and she is very ashamed. In fact, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, even Prabhupada writes that she is so ashamed that immediately she takes a sari and covers her face. That she is so ashamed that she cursed Chitraketu. So we should learn from this episode that we are not eligible to understand advanced Vaishnavas. We understand based on what our acharyas have explained. Srila Prabhupada has explained about so many personalities and characters in Srimad Bhagavatam. We should understand those characters based on the explanations, not based on our observation. Like in ISKCON, we all accept Gaur Kishodas Babaji as pure devotee, Jagannath Das Babaji as pure devotee, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur as pure devotee, Bhakti Rao Thakur as pure devotee, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Six Goswamis. On what basis? Because Prabhupada has told they are pure devotees. We have no qualification to understand Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj or Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj or Baldev Vidyabhushan or Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. We have no qualification. We don't even know their life. And even in fact, if we happen to see the Babaji's lifestyle, we may be bewildered. But because Sri Prabhupada has told us they are pure devotees, we worship them. The scriptures have told Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee. We worship. Indra couldn't understand. He thought Hiranyakashipu's son will be another demon. Scriptures have told Sukhdev Goswami is pure devotee. So we accept it. So we understand as Prabhupada has explained, not based on our material senses. In that way, we are protected. We are safe. We are not committing offense. We are not criticizing. And thus we can go back to Godhead without obstacles. So we should understand things as per sadhu, guru and shastra. Not based on just our material observation. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Or any comments. Yes, Mike.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभुजी. प्रभुजी अब बोल रहे थे हम लोग जैसा बोल रहे थे जैसे हम लोग ऐसा नहीं समझ सकते हैं हम लोग जैसा भगवान को तो उसके लिए हमको एक करना पड़ेगा वैष्णव लोगों के इससे चलना पड़ेगा तो कैसे हम चल सकते हैं वैष्णव को समझ सकते हैं
कैसे समझ सकते हैं हाँ नहीं समझना है हम जब ये समझ गए कि हम भगवान के सेवक हैं तो हमें सेवा करना है दूसरों को समझने का प्रयत्न करेंगे तो जिंदगी निकल जाएगा इतना समय नहीं है हमारे पास
तो
हमको जो नियम बताए गए हैं वो हमें पालन करना चाहिए हमारे सामने अगर वह नियम कोई पालन नहीं करता है तो उनके गुरु या उनके अथॉरिटी है उनको बता सकते हैं कि ये बात मुझे नहीं समझ रहा है। तो वो उनको बड़े हैं, बड़े लोग देख लेंगे, हम कैसे देखेंगे। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कहा कि अगर नित्यानंद प्रभु को आप बियर बार में भी देखो फिर भी समझ लो, क्या समझ लो, वो शुद्ध है, प्रचार के लिए गया होगा, गलत मत समझो। राइट। तो इसका मतलब ये नहीं कोई कुछ भी कर सकता है। हम जब दूसरों का व्यवहार देखते हैं और हमें लगता है कि वो व्यवहार ठीक नहीं है, हम अगर उनके अथॉरिटी या गुरु नहीं है तो हम उनको बोल सकते हैं कि हमने ये देखा है, ये बात मुझे समझ में नहीं आई। सही गलत का फैसला हम नहीं करते, हम जज नहीं करते हैं, पुलिस भी जज नहीं करते हैं, पुलिस पकड़ के केस कोर्ट में डाल देते हैं, जज डिसाइड करता है सही है गलत है, सजा देना है नहीं देना है। हम तो जज भी नहीं है और पुलिस भी नहीं है, ना पकड़ सकते हैं ना सजा दे सकते हैं, लेकिन अगर हमने आंखों से देखा है तो हम बोल सकते हैं और वो जज देख लेंगे। हम निर्णय नहीं लेना चाहिए सही गलत का, समझ रहे हैं, हमको निर्णय नहीं लेना चाहिए सही गलत का। जिसके पास अधिकार है वह निर्णय लेकर सजा देता है या आशीर्वाद देता है। हमारे पास जो अधिकार है हमें उतना काम करना चाहिए, अपने अधिकार से ज्यादा निर्णय नहीं लेना चाहिए। जैसे पुलिस पकड़ लेती है वो उनका अधिकार है, सजा देना उनका अधिकार नहीं है, सजा देना जज का अधिकार है। तो हमारा सजा देने का अधिकार नहीं है, पकड़ने का भी अधिकार नहीं है, तो दूसरे के अधिकार हम करेंगे तो बेकार। अदर्स ड्यूटी, डोंट डू अदर्स ड्यूटी। तो हमें जज नहीं करना चाहिए, निर्णय नहीं लेना चाहिए। हो सकता है उसकी कोई समस्या हो जो हमें नहीं मालूम। राइट। इसका मतलब कि कोई कुछ भी कर सकता है, जो बड़े लोग हैं उनको देखना चाहिए। ठीक है।
अच्छा प्रभु जी, और आप बोल रहे थे शांति के लिए हमको भौतिक डिजायर खत्म करना चाहिए, वो डिजायर कैसे खत्म होगा?
डिजायर कैसे खत्म होगा? हमें सिर्फ भगवान की सेवा की इच्छा रखनी चाहिए, अच्छी तरीके से जप करने से, साधना करने से, पढ़ने से, पूरा दिन भगवान की सेवा करने से हमारा हृदय शुद्ध हो जाता है, और शुद्ध हृदय में सब गंदगी निकल जाती है, भौतिक इच्छा भी निकल जाती है, तो ये समय से पूरा होता है। तो तब तक अगर कोई इच्छा है भौतिक तो उसको भगवान से जोड़ देना चाहिए, अगर खाने की इच्छा है तो भगवान को भोग लगाकर प्रसाद खाना चाहिए, अगर गाने सुनने की इच्छा है तो कीर्तन में भाग लेना चाहिए, अगर घूमने की इच्छा है तो वृंदावन मायापुर जाना चाहिए पूछकर। तो जो भी हमारी इच्छा है वो भगवान से जोड़ देना चाहिए, तो उससे हमारा इच्छा भी पूरा होगा और हम शुद्ध भी हो जाएंगे। ठीक है।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी।
हरे कृष्ण।
माता पार्वती, शी इज द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, सो ऑफ कोर्स शी इज द प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, सो हाउ कैन शी कलेक्ट महाराज इज चित्रकेतु हु इज अ प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, हाउ इज इट हैपन?
हाउ क्या हैपन, हो गया ना, पड़ा ना, उन्होंने सोचा कि चित्रकेतु,
शी वाज ऑफ कोर्स शी इज अ प्योर डिवोटी, राइट?
यस।
एंड शी इज आल्सो एक्सटर्नल डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड।
यस,
करेक्ट।
यस,
सो हाउ कैन शी डिड मिस्टेक?
How can she did a mistake? How can ho gaya na?
But pure devotee, they can, cannot.
They can do a mistake. You want proof? Mother Parvati. She did. She misunderstood Chitraketu. Of course, this is all by the arrangement of Krishna, by Narayan, because he wanted Chitraketu to come back to him in one life by being Vritasur. Chitraketu would have taken many lives to come back. By being Vritasur, he came back in one life. So this was arrangement of Narayan. But it is possible that somebody on the stage of Mother Parvati can do this. This is possible. And the proof is in the history. It has happened. Okay?
Hare Krishna Prabhu ji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu ji, devotee to Mata Parvati ji bhi the. Hain. Aur devotee Chitraketu Maharaj bhi the. Devotee Bhagwan Shiv bhi the. तो वो एक दूसरे का तो स्थिति समझ रहे थे, फिर माता पार्वती कैसे शराब दे दिया उनको?
दो चीज है, एक वो नहीं समझी इसलिए तो शिवा ने समझाया, और दूसरा है कि भगवान कृष्ण का हाथ है इसमें, क्योंकि वो चाहते थे कि चित्रकेतु श्राप के द्वारा वित्तासुर बनकर इंद्र के हाथों मरकर तुरंत मेरे पास आए। भगवान अगर किसी को ज्यादा पसंद करते हैं तो उनके जीवन में ऐसा कुछ करते हैं कि वो जल्दी से उनके पास आ जाए, तो वो भयानक होता है कभी कभी। तो वित्तासुर के साथ बहुत भयानक हो गया, श्राप मिला। किससे? पार्वती देवी से। और क्या बने? असुर बने। किसके खिलाफ खड़े हो गए? इंद्र के खिलाफ खड़े हो गए। और लेकिन हमने पढ़ा इंद्र ने मारा उनको, लेकिन वित्तासुर फिर भी जीत गए क्योंकि वो बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड गए। तो ये सब भगवान कृष्ण की इच्छा से हुआ, चित्रकेतु को वापस बुलाने के लिए। तो अभी हमें इधर बैठकर पार्वती को जज नहीं करना है, उनके बारे में निर्णय नहीं लेना है कि उन्होंने गलत किया। वो शिवाजी का काम है, मतलब शिवजी का काम है, शिवाजी नहीं, भगवान शिव का काम है पार्वती के निर्णय लेना। हमारा काम नहीं है पार्वती का निर्णय लेना, हमें उनको सिर्फ हाथ जोड़कर वांछा कल्पतरु भेष्य करना है और ये समझना है कि इसमें भगवान कृष्ण का हाथ है। नहीं, भगवान शिव पार्वती से जब बात कर रहे हैं तो ये निर्णय लेकर बात कर रहे हैं कि आपने गलत किया, क्योंकि वो उनका अधिकार है, ये हमारा अधिकार नहीं है। ये तो हम ऐसा बात नहीं करेंगे कि पार्वती जी ने गलत किया, ऐसा नहीं करना चाहिए था क्या, ऐसा बात नहीं करना चाहिए हमें। हमें समझना चाहिए कि इसमें भगवान कृष्ण का हाथ है, हमें अधिकार नहीं है उनको निर्णय लेने का, उनका जज करने का। ठीक है? या
King Chitraketu is great and Lord Shiva is equally great and Mother Parvati, she accepted her mistake. Don't you think she is also equally great?
Yes, she is of course great. We don't deny that. Okay?
Hare Krishna.
Any more questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I want to know who was Chitraketu. What is your position? Means there are different God and Lord Krishna is a supreme God and like that Lord Shiva and Lord Mata Parvati.
Chitraketu was a king, a very big emperor, who later on, by the mercy of Narad Muni, became a great devotee and got a position of being a Vidyadhar. Vidyadhar is a person who stays in upper planetary system, but he is not a demigod like Indra, Varun, Shiva, Parvati. He is in position wise below them. But his greatness is that he is a great Vaishnava. Okay? Any more questions?
हरे कृष्णा बाबूजी।
हरे कृष्णा
प्रभु जी। अब जो पहले बोले जो आसक्ति बारे में बोले आलोचना किया, अच्छा किया। जो आसक्ति, जो छोटा बच्चा जन्म होता है माँ से गर्भ से, वो माँ के पास भी आसक्ति रहते, जब धीरे धीरे बड़ा हो जाते और पिता के पास भी आसक्ति रहते, जब धीरे धीरे बड़ा है जो मंदिर भी आते भक्त बनाने के लिए, फिर भी आसक्ति रहते जी मेरे को ये पोस्ट चाहिए, वो प्रेसिडेंट चाहिए कि प्राइम मिनिस्टर चाहिए, जो भी एक्स वाई जेड, ये भी आसक्ति रहते। जब धीरे धीरे बूढ़े होते भी फिर भी आसक्ति नहीं छोड़ते, बोलते मैं ये आसक्ति छोड़ देगा तो मेरे को मंदिर कोई निकाल देगा कि बाहर कोई निकाल देगा, फिर कहाँ जाऊंगा बूढ़े वयस में, घर को जाके तो पिटाई करेगा, इसलिए फिर क्या करना पड़ेगा। आसक्ति कभी भी नहीं छोड़ेगा, उसे कहाँ से फिर हमारे अंदर से निकलेगा।
तो हम जो भक्ति का प्रयास करते हैं वो इसलिए करते हैं कि ये आसक्ति कम हो, खत्म हो जाए और हमारा भगवान के प्रति आसक्ति बढ़ जाए। जब बच्चा पैदा होता है उसका इतना आसक्ति होता है माता पिता परिवार के लिए और भगवान के लिए इतना आसक्ति होता है, राइट? धीरे धीरे ये बढ़ता है, ये किसी किसी का बढ़ता है, किसी किसी का कम होता है, ये बढ़ते जाना चाहिए और ये कम होते जाना चाहिए। तो जब ये जीरो हो जाएगा और ये 100% हो जाएगा तो वापस भगवान के धाम जाएगा। अगर ये कुछ बच गया और ये पूरा नहीं हुआ तो अगले जन्म में यहीं से शुरुआत करेगा, फिर पैदा होगा तो थोड़ा कम आसक्ति होगा, जैसे जड़ भरत का था, कम था थोड़ा। तो उसी तरह हमारा आसक्ति भौतिक दुनिया में है, लेकिन भक्ति के प्रयास से हम उसको कम करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं और भगवान की तरफ आसक्ति ज़्यादा कर रहे हैं। जब ये छोटा बच्चा होता है, दिन में 12 घंटे सोता है, बाकी टाइम खाता है, फिर खिलौने के बारे में सोचता है, बड़ा होता है तो स्कूल के बारे में सोचता है, फिर पैसे के बारे में सोचता है, फिर लड़की के बारे में सोचता है, फिर अपने बच्चों के बारे में सोचता है, राइट। इसमें से कितना समय भगवान के बारे में सोचता है? 1 घंटा, आधा घंटा। हम ज्वाइन किए हैं, हम अभी सोच रहे हैं कि 2 घंटा जप करते हैं, मंगल आरती करते हैं, भागवत क्लास, शाम को क्लास या पढ़ाई करते हैं, 6-7 घंटा भगवान के बारे में सोच रहे हैं। धीरे धीरे वो 10 घंटा हो जाएगा, 12 घंटा, 16 घंटा, 18 घंटा, 24 घंटा, 25। तो धीरे धीरे हमारा बढ़ देगा, ऐसा आशा है कि धीरे धीरे बढ़ेगा तो आसक्ति बढ़ते रहेगा तो हम शुद्ध हो जाएंगे। तो एक आसक्ति, बिना आसक्ति हम नहीं रह सकते, एक छोड़कर दूसरा पकड़ना होगा। तो हमने राधा रसभरी को पकड़ा है, आप दिन में थोड़ा समय तो सोचते हैं ना उसके बारे में, थोड़ा तो आसक्ति है ना, मतलब आपको तो ज़्यादा है, मैं मेरी बात कर रहा हूँ। तो धीरे धीरे बढ़ेगा, वो भक्ति करते करते बढ़ेगा, ये प्रोसेस ऐसा है, प्रभुपाद जी ने सिखाया है, ये बढ़ेगा। अगर ये नहीं बढ़ेगा तो हम लोग क्या कर रहे हैं, इधर फेल हो जाएंगे सब। तो हम भक्ति करते रहेंगे तो ये बढ़ते जाएगा, ये गारंटी है, पक्का गारंटी है।
अच्छा, यदि ये गारंटी है, जड़ भरत पहले अच्छा भक्त थे, पहले अच्छा भक्ति भाव था, जो इसका सिंहासन छोड़ के आया, जो वन में चला आया, जो मैं भजन साधन करके मैं भगवान की प्राप्ति होगा, और हिरण्य की आसक्ति आ गया, जैसे फिर पिछले जन्म में फिर मरने के बाद हिरण्य जन्म इसे मिलेगा। अच्छा, ऐसे आसक्त तो बढ़ गया ना, वो कम तो नहीं हुआ।
अभी किधर है जड़ भरत?
हाँ,
अभी किधर है जड़ भरत?
जड़ भरत का बाद हुआ।
आज किधर है?
आज
किधर है वो? मालूम है आपको?
हाँ,
किधर है मालूम है क्या? नहीं
नहीं नहीं मालूम नहीं,
नहीं मालूम है। वो गए वैकुंठ में, उनका सफल हो गया, सिर्फ एक जन्म डिले हो गया। जिस जन्म वो जाने वाले थे उसके अगले गाड़ी में गए, बस गए तो सही ना, उनका आसक्ति वेस्ट नहीं गया। एक जन्म हिरण का मिला क्योंकि एक्सीडेंट हो गया, उसके बाद दूसरे गाड़ी में चले गए ऊपर, आज वैकुंठ में गए, जड़ भरत शरीर मिला, उस शरीर में वो चले गए भगवान के पास, राइट। तो उनका आसक्ति कम नहीं हुआ, बीच में एक एक्सीडेंट हो गया, वो एक्सीडेंट के बाद वो फिर खड़े हो गए और दूसरे गाड़ी में चले गए, जिस गाड़ी में जाने वाले थे उसके बाद की गाड़ी में गए, क्या बात है उसमें? आज तो चाहे ना ऊपर हो, सफल हो गए ना, समझ रहे हैं?
ओके,
अरे बीच में एक्सीडेंट हो गया तो क्या बात करना उसका, हो गया जो हो गया, अभी तो सफल पहुंच गए ना वृंदावन, फिर ये ट्रेन से पहुंचे, उसके बाद के ट्रेन से पहुंचे, पहुंचे तो सही ना, तो कोई बात नहीं, एक्सीडेंट हो सकता है, अच्छा गाड़ी, अच्छा रोड, अच्छा ड्राइवर आ, फिर भी एक्सीडेंट होता है, भक्ति में एक्सीडेंट हो सकता है, वो बात नहीं है। एक्सीडेंट होने के बाद फिर खड़े रहे दूसरे गाड़ी पकड़ने के लिए, वो बड़ी बात है। तो दूसरे जन्म में चले गए, एक जन्म लेट हो गया, कोई बात नहीं, ठीक है। ओके विल इंडिया, थैंक यू वेरी मच, हरे कृष्णा।